Thank you for calling XPO. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, how's it going, Mr. Marvin? This is Walter, and I needed some help with the orders.
Okay. And what's the order number?
07600, F as in Frank, 18, customer Huda Kassar.
Okay, just a second. Okay, and could you verify the customer's address?
2300 Park Street, Dearborn, Michigan, 48124.
Okay, and what's going on with the double electric?
What's going on is it looks like we went out there before on the 27th. I just wanted to call to see if the customer had the cut work done. Or were they looking for us to come try to do some cut work? We haven't been doing additional work because of how busy we've been. But it doesn't say anything in the notes about us doing it. So I'm thinking they did it themselves. But I just wanted to ask before I send somebody out there and waste their time if I just send a team out there that, you know, can't cut it, can't cut nothing like before.
Okay, let me look over the notes.
Want the rest of my water. I only drunk one and a half, I think. Nope, I drunk both. Nope, I drunk one and a half. Not really, just stiff. Yeah, I was stiff for sitting here. Mainly sitting up in that tree stand, you know, starting the morning off like that. But
okay, it says that on the 27th, Ted called in. He says unable to complete. The new oven is too big for the space. It's 28.5. This customer has a 27 and one quarter.
Okay.
Mhm. Ian says here that the rep called the customer and they confirmed the information that was given to them.
Right. Now I just want. Right. I want to know if they have it cut. Because if we just go back out there, they still haven't had the cut work done. It's a waste of time.
Hold for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Let me call the customers. Just a second.
Okay.